What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo, and welcome to your voice note review of Chelsea losing 1-0 to Liverpool in the Carabao Cup final after extra time. Before the game, I'll be honest, I didn't expect anything. But as the game went on, the opportunities Chelsea had, the substitutions that were coming on for Liverpool, and the game itself, everything was swinging the momentum of Chelsea, and failed to capitalise on it once again at Wembley. Four cup finals at Wembley in a row, Chelsea have lost now. Opportunity after opportunity not taken. Liverpool constantly hitting us at the back post from set pieces, constantly falling asleep, and got away with it more than once. Overall, just a really, really difficult and bitter pill to swallow. If only we could actually learn how to finish, that would be fantastic. But I guess an easy thing for me to do is make my commute home. It's 2 minutes. So off I go. And yeah, I'll pass you over to the boys. Terrible day. Terrible day. A massive, massive opportunity missed. And questions have got to be asked. See you later.
You know, last point there from Louis is very, very key. A missed opportunity, massive missed opportunity. Liverpool at the end of that game have got kids on the field. Kids in midfield, kids around, up front, all over the place. And we've just sat back and let them play and let them have all the ball. I am very angry at that, to be honest. I think that extra time was a disgrace. I think that falls on one man, and that's Poch. I don't know what the tactics are. I don't really know why we're not going for it and trying to play and win the game. But there we go. Had chances in normal time to win it. Gallagher should score the chance that Kelleher saves. Good save, but he has to score that, in my opinion, or he's got to do better. Got to take it earlier. Hits the post. I'm really unlucky with that one. But yeah, it's another question, another game of questions that I have for Poch there. I don't really know what he's doing in that game. I don't understand. There's some of the way we played, I don't get it. The subs were fine. I think they were the right subs. But then we didn't really play with them. Didn't play attacking football with the attacking substitution we brought on. We brought on Mudryk, brought on Madueke. Why are they not? I don't really understand it. We sat back and let them dictate all the possession, and then undone by a set piece, a De Sassi mistake. I didn't think we played very well most of the game. I thought Caicedo was very good. Other than that, I thought Enzo was poor, kept giving the ball away. Gusto, I didn't think was very good today. Just one of those days. Palmer as well couldn't really get as effective as he would have liked. Disappointing, really disappointing. I feel sorry for Louis, who's there. But yeah, a frustrating day, a really frustrating day. And as I say, I think Poch has some questions to answer.
Okay, well, that wasn't exactly the afternoon that we had hoped it to be. I've got a lot to say. The time is, of recording, 7 p.m. You know, I'm going to save a lot of it for the review ep. But my God, I don't know where to start. I don't want to blame the players. I thought the players did, aside from missing chances, I thought Liverpool's keeper put in a really good job. I thought the players, I hate to sound like Potter, but I thought they tried really hard, Gallagher was immense. Caicedo was great. Petrovic was awesome. Gusto, apart from a few nervy loose touches in the first half, was really good going forward, I thought. I thought Jackson was really good. I was really surprised he got taken off. I want to talk about Poch. I hate to say it, I think it's time. I put a tweet out on the Echo account this evening that, a great manager, the Joses, the Peps, the Fergies, as much as not Zidane because he's done it at Madrid, but Klopp, okay, he is a great manager, as much as it pains us to say it and think it. They will win with kids. They will win with nobodies. They will find a way to win. And they've done it tonight. They've found a way. You could give an average manager like Pochettino, who should be at a mid-table club, not a Chelsea football club, a billion-pound team with stacks of talent, and find a way to lose. That's who he is. He is not our level. He needs to go.